he's here to tell us about South Lake Tahoe. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Julie, and thank you. This is a very polite group. She asked you to come in and sit down, and everybody was very good about that, so thank you. This is my 40th year of living in El Dorado County, so I am a longtime resident and a longtime resident of this area. Most people think of this as South Lake Tahoe, but the reality is that you have one city in California, South Lake Tahoe. You have two states side by side, California and Nevada. You have two counties, El Dorado County adjoining Douglas County, and you have an unincorporated area where most of the business is done called State Line, Nevada. The thing that really makes us interesting is that you can do all of the recreation here that you can do anywhere else. So some places are famous for one or two things, you know, like Huntington Beach is Surf City. Well, I'm going to show you some pictures of surf in Lake Tahoe. I know you didn't think you could, but you can. Moab is famous for mountain biking. I'm going to show you some photographs of mountain biking. But there's so much to do here. But the other added part of that is if you would like to party 24 hours a day, and since this is an engineering and analytical group, I'm not sure that is exactly what your nature is, and I know it's not mine, but you know, maybe you wanna. And if you wanna, you can, because the casino core is open 24 hours a day. And just so you know, we have a concert series here in the summer, Harvey's Summer Concert Series, and the music selection is incredible. Last summer, Elton John, Aerosmith, Imagine Dragons, Bruno Mars, and we've had Maroon 5. It's just it's an incredible opportunity to see terrific musicians in a very small setting. What you're seeing right now is, this is me dangling at about 500 feet, and we have parasailing here, and it's pretty fun, and it's very relaxing. Two people can go at once. I noticed that since a good part of my job is spending time with media, so they write nice stories about us, I have dangled at 500 feet with somebody who didn't really want to be at 500 feet, which is pretty interesting. But it's very relaxing, and people always say, well, what happens if the line broke? And it's a parachute. You would just float down to the lake, and the boat would come and get you. It's very relaxing. You also see a picture of one of our stern wheelers, I think this one is the Queen. And we have two historic stern wheelers that ply the lake. In summer, they actually have folks that reenact the day. So there's a Mark Twain out there and some of the other characters. And McAvoy Lane has been doing Mark Twain for a million years. He not only looks like him, but he's really quite good. This is the boat. Can handle like 300 people pretty easily. They serve food and cocktails. Goes over to Emerald Bay on a daily basis. This is not letting me, it's not letting me escape. What do you think, Julie? Okay. I'm pushing the wrong escape button, you guys. I needed an analyst to help me do it.
We're on one today.
Another very large event that we do in summer is Tahoe Celebrity Golf. And it's mostly professional athletes. It's at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course. It's the only golf course on the lake. It's pretty fun. I mean, if you really want to see, if you have sports heroes and you really want to see what they look like up close, it's pretty interesting. And As a guy who played college football, and I think you can tell I'm not the largest person you've ever seen, I have stood next to Brian Urlacher, who was a former middle linebacker of the Chicago Bears for many years and will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but I look like one of the seven dwarfs standing next to him. But it's a pretty fun event. We do fireworks shows here, and our 4th of July show is considered one of the best in the country. Last year it was rated number 4, and Matt Lauer said we were a pretty cool place to watch a show, so I guess we are. But it is shot over the lake, and for those of you who wonder, we have an incredible cleanup process that goes with it to not only clean the surface, but we send out divers and we do shoreline cleanup as well to make sure that we're leaving the lake as clean as we possibly can. We've also had the chemical composition analyzed, so we're pretty clear that we are doing our very best to be good custodians. For those of you who wonder what it's like here during the winter, this is a shot of Heavenly Holidays, and this is celebrated in Heavenly Village, and it was an incredible family opportunity. The other thing that I find really interesting being there is the number of languages that I hear. I always think that that is an interesting piece. And I can do Spanish, French, and German, so I can hear those pretty easily, but I hear languages there, and I really have no idea what they are. And I'm pretty sure they're not Eastern European languages too, so it's a very unique opportunity to be in a multicultured element while still celebrating the joy of Christmas. In addition to the large concerts that we have outside in the summer, we have year-round entertainment indoors. And Montbleu is one of the places that does that. So for those of you who like to hear music and you know you want to be in a smaller environment, it's here and it's very available. People seem to love pictures of bears. I've had them in my house. That's not that much fun. But we do have bears here. And if you would like one to come and visit you, all you need to do is to buy yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and put it on your doorstep. And Mr. Bruin or Mrs. Bruin will come and see you. They are very hungry, and especially this time of year. But we do have a lot of bears here, and bear sightings, especially in town, are not unrare. If you see a bear, you just want to stand still. Usually they'll go away. If you make some noise, if you're at your car, I always turn on my car alarm. So they don't like that noise. But it's just we do have them here. This is a view from the from Ellie's Run at Heavenly in the winter. And if you haven't skied Heavenly and you like to ski, it is a unique place to ski. I had a funny experience with a journalist for the Süddeutsche Zeitung, it's a major German newspaper, Jürgen Schmieder, and at first he was like, "Ja, Mike, Hirnisch, das ist sehr arrogant." You know, he said, "You know, that's very arrogant to call yourself heavenly." And then when he got up there, it was a whole different story, because it is indeed heavenly. It is a beautiful view, and in my mind, it is an opportunity to see, you know, where the hand of science meets the hand of the good Lord, and it's just incredible to see the views there. Sunset isn't too bad here. This is just a scenic from one of the beaches. South Lake Tahoe and the State Line area have the most public beach parking of any of the areas around the lake. It's very affordable. It's $8 a car in almost all the places. Or you can park outside and walk in. And they have good facilities, especially for those of you who have children, or you actually like to have a public bathroom instead of looking for trees or rocks. They're very nicely kept. This is me with the 2011 World Cup ski race champion, and Christoph is an Italian guy, and this little rock that we're standing on is really cool, because you could be parked at the State Line area and you could do a 20-minute walk and be standing on those rocks, and it's a very gentle walk, it's very easy. But the view is incredible, sweet place to take a lunch, and the expense of that is zero. The other thing that's interesting is that there are a lot of grind holes in those rocks, so the forebears, or the Washoe, they knew good real estate and they knew a good view. There are a lot of holes ground into the rocks on those big flat ones where the gals would sit up there and take a rock and take the pine cones and grind them up to get the seeds so they could make their paste for their primary food source. This is a bigger winter, and for those of you who like the winter thing, this is just, man, this is gorgeous. This is as good as it gets. It's really a crowded day, don't you think? Must have been a Wednesday. This is what the concert series looks like. So it's a pretty unique opportunity to see somebody like Elton John with this as a backdrop. Yes. If only we had known you were coming. The gondola will open again November 21st. So the gondola is open from about the second week in June through Labor Day on a daily basis, then through the rest of September on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then it closes and they do maintenance. You know, one of the things, since many of you are into the analytical piece or you're engineers, it's not only keeping the engines sweet, but keeping the lines that the cars are dangling from, keeping those things in great shape, and the amount of maintenance that actually goes into that is really quite significant. The amount of time that they spend preparing them and making certain that they're safe, and it's a good thing. I mean, I've lived here long enough to remember when there were accidents and things were much less safe because the engineering was just, not what it is today. There were no computers, and I think that, especially in the ski industry, you had a lot of folks that were kind of winging it. This is surfing, and this is surfing on the lake. This is over on our east shore, over off of Nevada Beach. And this is the side that you're on right now is the windward side. The west side is the lee side, because in the storm track, our wind comes out of the southwest, and it produces pretty darn big waves. And you don't see that many of these guys that are out there on surfboards, but the number of kite surfers here is pretty significant, and the number of people who are good at it, and it's a tough sport. But I think this is a pretty cool picture. A couple of things that I want to leave you with. Hope that you have a terrific time while you're here. Thank you for coming. We really appreciate your business. I hope that you enjoy yourselves here. You are close to, you've probably figured out if you don't want the hotel's coffee, there's a Safeway across the street. There's a Starbucks inside the Safeway, and you can get coffee there. You've also got a couple of restaurants that are across the street if you have a little free time. Freshies has been there a million years, and the people who own that actually live in Hawaii now, but years ago when I was a ski school and race director, they poached lessons, which means they were selling lessons outside of ski school. They were, they had their own little business going. And finally, I said, so why don't you, work for us, because if something happens, at least you have some insurance, and they did, and they're great people, but it's a fun little restaurant. It's across the street, and there is a ice cream store across the street for any of you who are interested in that. You're a really short walk from Ski Run Marina, and that's where the Queen is tied up, and you are a 5-minute drive from the state line area in Heavenly Village. Heavenly Village is the largest concentration of restaurants and shopping in the Sierra. So for those of you who want to do a little shopping, it's a terrific area. And one of the things that I think is unique for us as a destination is you can, as I said, you can do like any recreation here, it's here. But if you needed to go, if you were ill and you needed to go see a pharmacist to get a prescription, you can. If you needed a doctor or a good hospital, we have one. We have a really good hospital. If you needed, if you hurt your back and you needed a chiropractor, we have it. So there are a lot of things that we have in this community that you don't see in some of the smaller mountain communities. And one of the things that since I'm a ski industry person by background, is my friends who live in Mammoth, anybody whose wife had an issue, they all had their babies here. And the reason for that is that we have a more developed hospital. We can do more than, we have more than bone guys, joint guys here. So it's a good place. Hopefully you won't need any of that. Have you experienced or?
No, I'm from Mono County, so yeah, I'm very intimate.
Yeah, you know the girl. Do you know my buddy Jeff Walters?
Yep.
He's tall.
Yep.
I think you can really appreciate it when you're from one of the smaller places, and for those of us from El Dorado County, we're fortunate to live in such a And this is a drop-dead gorgeous spot. I love living here, and I feel very fortunate. Anybody have any questions before I run off? Oh, this was so easy. Hopefully you learned a couple of things. And the easy way to find information, I am not a great piece of paper guy, but I brought some pamphlets that Julie will have. I brought some soft eyeglass cases if you want them. And is to go to TahoeSouth.com, and everything you wanted to know is there. It's really easy. You can just pull it up on your phone, and that way you don't have to carry any paper around. And the paper that I brought, you can actually pull that up on the website on your phone. So you don't really need that unless you really want it. Thanks so much. Yes?
I just had a quick question. So who do you think is going to be the first resort to open this year? And when do you think they're going to open?
I'm sorry?
Who do you think is going to be the first resort to open this year?
Well, I already know who the first resorts are going to be. The first resorts will be Heavenly and North Star. And the reason Heavenly will open before anybody else is that Heavenly has, first, the largest snowmaking system in the West, and second, the greatest water reserve. So one of the things that, for those of you who are not, I mean, it's kind of interesting, I think, from a land use issue, is they've made themselves some pretty good ponds, and they're reusing water. So it's a pretty good deal. You know, the water runs off the mountain, or the snow melts and runs back into their ponds, and they put it back on the slope. They can actually open up. One of the things Heavenly is famous for is 47 intermediate runs. That's more runs than some resorts have. But they can pretty much get their intermediate runs open with their snowmaking system. And then North Star is right behind them. Squaw is working to catch up. And one of the things that Squaw was fighting was initially their snowmaking system, whoever set it up, they put it on all their joining trails instead of on runs. So, you know, it was like on places that if you wanted to go from one part of the mountain to the other, but as from a ski standpoint, it really wasn't making their skiing better. The other thing that Squaw is doing that is really smart, and I don't know if any of you are involved in this, is they're moving chairs and moving dirt. And they recognize that most people are not expert skiers. And the foundation of that resort's brand has been, I'm an expert, and I know how it's supposed to be. I'm a cool person. So they've figured out that most of us are not cool people. We're just regular people. And we just want to have a good time and have people be nice to us. We're spending a bunch of money. It's an expensive activity. So Heavenly will open the Thursday or Friday before Thanksgiving week. So I think that it will be like maybe November 21, I think is the date, or November 22. And snow or not, it will be open. Since I didn't show you a photograph of this, but I could have. 4 years ago on our big winter, I had 18 feet of snow in front of my house in March. I live on one of the highest streets here, and it's very steep, so that was really not that much fun. Although the skiing was great. Last year, the most snow I had at my house at any one time was about 18 inches. So really, something that we're all living with right now, and I don't know if you guys are having water restrictions where you are, but, you know, we have this giant lake. You can see how far down it is. This is my third drought since I've lived here in the mid-70s. So hopefully we'll get some rain. Should be good for all of us. And any more questions?
Is this the lowest that this lake has been?
Or
has
I'm sorry?
The lowest that this lake has been.
Right in there with the mid-80s, it's very low. And during the 80s, during that particular drought, which lasted 7 years, and was you could walk out a half mile in ankle-deep water. It was really awful. Some scientists from National Geographic went over to one of our public beaches, Baldwin Beach, which is over on our west shore, of the south shore, and they found a prehistoric forest, and the growth on the trees was about 500 years. So that'd be a pretty good drought, 500 years. We don't want to see that. The other thing, I'm not sure you're aware, some of you may be, is that this was a canyon. So originally, this area was a canyon. There was a large earthquake down at the North Shore, kind of, you know, if you look at where Tahoe City is in that area, closed the canyon off, then the glaciers came through here, scoured it out. Snow, rain, snow, rain, snow, rain, filled up, and here we are. But it's still dependent on snowpack. So hopefully we'll get some, and we'll all be able to take better showers and water our lawns. I don't know if any of you are involved in this, but I've heard that there are people in Fresno right now, that folks on this side of the street don't have any water, and the folks on that side of the street have some water. So these guys can take a shower and get some water out of their faucet. The guys on this street, no. It's pretty odd. And I hope that's not happening to any of you. I don't think I would like that. We're good?
Good.
This was fun for me.